Brothers and sisters, again, it is good to be with you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我非常高兴地跟你们在一起。
And I am happy to be able to bring the Word of God to you this morning.
我很高兴跟大家分享神的话语。
Before we look at this passage, can we go together in prayer and ask for God's blessing?
在我们读这段经文之前，我们一起低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father and our gracious God,
亲爱的天父，慈悲的神，
we come to you and we know that this is your word,
我们来到你面前，我们知道是你的话语，
and you have promised that your word will go forth,
你答应我们，你的话是有能力的，
and it will not return unto you empty,
不会白白的来到这世上，
but it will accomplish the purpose for which you sent it.
它会完成你所要。
And so, Father, we ask for your Holy Spirit to illuminate our minds.
所以我们请求神用你的灵掌管我们的心思意念。
We ask that you will open our hearts to receive the word.
我们也求你开我们的心气让圣灵进到我们心中。
And may we not just be hearers of the word,
我们不光是听神的话，
but may we also be doers of it.
我们 也把它行出来。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
我们这样用耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, the passage we read,
亲爱的兄弟姐妹们，我们刚才读的这段圣经
deals with the Lord's Supper，
是关于主餐。
And I want to look at verses 25 and forward。
我会从25节开始一直到最后。
And before we come to the Lord's Supper，
当我们领受主餐之前。
Let us think for a moment about what all of this means.
我们一起思想，这究竟是为什么？
What do we mean when we take the bread and when we take the cup?
当我们领这饼或领这杯的时候，究竟是什么意思呢？
What should be in our minds when we take these elements?
当我们领受这一切的时候，我们的心应该是什么样？
And Paul tells us here that God is concerned with worthy partaking.
保罗在这里告诉我们，我们应当按理领受主餐。
So in order to understand this worthy partaking,
为了明白这个按理领受，
I'd like us to consider three words from our text.
我们将会用经文中的三个字。
The first word we look at is the word proclamation.
第一个字就是宣告。
We find that in verse 26.
我们在26节可以看到这个。
Whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
你们每逢吃着饼，喝着杯，是表明主的死，直到他再来。
What does that mean?
这什么意思呢？
Well, it means, first of all, that Jesus has died for our sins.
这就是说，主耶稣已经为我们而死。
His body was broken and his blood was shed for the forgiveness of our sins.
他的身体为我们破碎。
And so what we proclaim is the sufficiency of Christ alone.
我们这里就是要表明或者宣告主的死已经够了。
The Bible is proclaiming that to us.
圣经向我们宣告。
And we are supposed to confess it to God.
我们应当跟神去承认。
But this is to be a confession of the heart.
但是这是从心里承认。
We are to believe in our hearts that Jesus has died for our sins.
我们在心里要承认耶稣为我们的罪而死。
And then we are to confess that to God.
我们要向神去承认这件事。
Now that proclamation comes not in the form of a sermon.
啊，这个宣告不是以这个讲道的形式。
But in the form of signs, bread and a cup of wine.
啊，这却是用这个杯或者饼来表明。
So this is a visible proclaiming of the gospel.
啊，这也是用这个能看得见的方法来表明。
It's almost like an acting out of something, like a play.
也就是像像一个剧一个演剧一样。
Here is a message from Christ as to what he did for us in his death.
这里就是神用他的死向我们表明一个信息。
And as certainly as the bread was broken,
当这个饼被掰开的时候。
And as certainly as the wine is poured out,
当这个酒被倒出来的时候，
Jesus is saying, I love you, my people.
耶稣就是宣告说，我爱你们。
And I love you like this.
我的爱是如此的。
I have been crucified for you.
我为你们上了十字架。
So in the Lord's Supper, we have before our eyes the love of Christ for us.
所以主餐的时候，在我面前有这个耶稣爱我们。
And that is what is proclaimed in the Lord's Supper.
这就是在主餐里所显明的。
Again, brothers and sisters, we proclaim this.
又一次的，我们说我们宣告。
And God proclaims it to our hearts.
神向我们的心里头宣告。
The second word I want you to look at with me is participation.
第二个字就是参与。
In verse 25,
在25节，
and also in verse 24,
24节也有。
We are told that Jesus broke bread.
这里说耶稣把这个把这个饼拨开。
And he also took a cup.
也拿起杯来。
And he said, "Eat it."
他说，你们吃这个饼。
And he said, "Drink it."
你们喝这个杯。
In remembrance of him.
为的是纪念我，纪念他。
When we eat and when we drink.
当我们吃这饼或者喝这杯的时候。
We are doing it in faith.
我们是用信心。
And we are, by faith, we are receiving the benefits of Christ's death.
因为有信心，我们接收这主的死带来的这个好处。
If you go to chapter 1 Corinthians 10, verse 16,
如果我们回到哥林多前书第十章第十六节。
The Apostle Paul gives us inspired instruction as to what this means.
保罗在这里给我们解释究竟什么意思。
Is not the cup of thanksgiving which we give thanks a participation in the blood of Christ?
我们所祝福的杯岂不是同凝基督的血？我们所擘开的饼岂不是同凝基督的身体吗？
And is not the bread that we break a participation in the body of Christ?
我们岂不是领这个主的身体吗？
What we receive in the Lord's Supper by faith are the blessings of what Christ did on the cross for us.
我们领受主餐的时候所接受的是由于有些我们信心这样神给我们的祝福。
And the Bible calls this a communion or a participation.
那圣经里头是告诉我们这是圣餐。
Jesus communes with us in the Lord's Supper.
耶稣借着这个主餐给我们相交。
By his Spirit, he speaks to us.
借助他的灵，他跟我们说话。
But he uses a sign to speak to us.
但是他用一个符号。
It is like a sign of affection.
这是用爱的符号。
When you meet a brother or a sister, you go up and you shake their hand.
你如果遇到一个兄弟，你会跟他握手。
Or maybe you hug them.
或者你和他拥抱。
You are using a sign of intimacy.
你用一个这个符号或者用一个方式来把你的爱表示出来。
You are showing your love and your affection.
你表明你的爱。
And that's what Jesus is doing in a symbolic way when we take Lord's Supper.
也就是当我们领受圣餐的时候，耶稣为我们用这种形式的符号的形式。
He says, "Take, eat my body."
他说，你们吃这饼，喝这杯。
The body of Jesus was his love gift to his people.
他的身体是为我们准备的。
When he says, "Take it," he's saying, "Receive the sign of my dying love for you."
如果你们吃这个，就是为了纪念我给你们带来的爱。
And he's saying, "Receive the blessing that my dying love has purchased for you."
为了纪念我带给你们的爱。
And so you respond by taking it.
你们的反应就是去领受。
You are receiving his embrace.
你会接受他的这祝福。
And he is graciously blessing you in that.
他恩典的待我们。
He says, "Take it. I died for you."
他说，领用这个是因为我为你们牺牲。
This is my love poured out for you.
这是我给你们的爱。
So Lord's Supper is a participation.
所以主餐是一个参与。
We are receiving the blessings of His loving and saving power.
我们是接受他的爱，接受他爱的能力。
And that participation is to strengthen our faith.
这个参与是为了坚固我们的信心。
And it is also to give us the strength to obey Him.
也是让我们这个坚固我们来顺服他。
So when you come to the Lord's Supper and receive these signs,
所以当你接受圣餐的时候，领受这个形式，
you should and I should come with the desire that God would strengthen our faith.
所以我们应该带着来被主坚固信心的心。
So that we can love Him and obey Him daily.
所以我们每天可以爱他，可以顺服他。
Now the third thing we want to look at is the word examination.
第三个词我们要看的就是省察。
You have to look at verses 27 and forward.
我们一看27节往后。
But the word examination comes in verse 28.
28节这里有省察的字。
Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink of the cup.
人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼，喝这杯。
Now let us understand the weightiness of Paul's words here.
我们花点时间在保罗的话上。
The situation in the Corinthian church was very bad.
当时哥林多教会的情况不是很健康。
We read in verse 17 and forward.
我们从这个第十七节就可以看到。
When they came together to take the Lord's Supper,
当他们聚集领受圣餐的时候，
they would have first a love feast of sorts.
他们是为了这个为了吃喝而已。
We would think of it as like a potluck dinner.
我们会用这种potluck 就是聚餐。
Okay, understand? Yeah. Some Okay? They would have a supper together.
他们,
But in verse 18, Paul says,
在18节, 保罗说,
I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent I believe it.
这里说就是你们聚会的时候, 彼此分门别类, 我也稍微的信这话。
In verse 21, he says,
21节,
When you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers.
因为吃的时候, 个人先吃自己的饭。
As a result, one person remains hungry and another gets drunk.
甚至有, 这个饥饿, 那个酒醉。
So he says in verse 20,
所以在20节的时候,
When you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper you eat.
所以聚会的时候, 算不得吃主的晚餐。
Part of the divisions in Corinth,
哥林多教会的分门别类,
were over doctrinal differences.
有一部分是因为他们的教义的不同。
Part of the issues were over a lack of love for one another.
也许是因为这个互相之间爱不够。
Some of the wealthy ate extravagant meals.
那些有钱的人吃他们自己的饭。
And some of the poor had nothing to eat.
那些没有钱的却什么东西都没吃。
The wealthy ones did not wait for the others to eat.
那有钱的就先吃自己的。
So you see, they were not caring for one another.
所以呢，你可以看到他只顾自己，不管别人。
So Paul says these words in verse 17.
所以保罗在十七节用这些话说。
I have no praise for you, for your meetings do more harm than good.
所以说我不是称赞你们。 因为你们的聚会不是受益, 而是招损。
There were arguments.
这里有争论说,
there was overindulgence.
他们滥用食物。
There was humiliation of the poor.
也是那些穷人受辱。
They were divided over economic lines.
他们用经济的好坏来分门别类。
As well as racial and ethnic lines.
也可能是因为这个有种族的区别。
You see, the Lord's Supper is an occasion where the church celebrates her oneness in Christ.
我们知道这个圣餐是在教会里头是为了庆祝主的纪念主的死。
We are one in Christ and we are one with each other. In the Lord's Supper, we express our love for Christ and each other. So when believers come to the table of the Lord,
当信徒来到主的主餐前面,
we are to confess and leave behind our sins.
我们要承认自己的罪。
We are to leave behind our bitterness.
我们要把我们的这个苦读,
we are to leave behind our racial and social prejudices.
我们要把自己的分不同这个我们对别人的偏见放在一边。
We are to leave behind our feelings of superiority towards one another.
我们要把自己的这个偏见自己的这个优越感放在一边。
We all come as sinners trusting in Jesus Christ.
而我们都要带着同一种认罪的心。
So in verse 27,
所以在26节、27节,
and in verse
28, 28节,
Paul says, examine yourselves.
保罗说我们要省察自己。
When the Lord's Supper is celebrated, Jesus is present with us spiritually.
当我们庆祝着圣餐的时候, 主的灵跟我们在一起。
In every worship service, Jesus is present with us spiritually.
在每个崇拜的机会时候, 主的灵跟我们同在一起。
And Paul says here, if you dishonor the Lord's Supper,
那保罗说, 如果我们, 不尊重主的圣餐,
then you are dishonoring Christ himself.
你就是不尊重, 主耶稣基督。
Verse 27.
27节,
whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼和主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血。
So what is partaking in a worthy manner?
所以什么是按理领受主餐呢？
First of all,
首先,
we must be a believer in Jesus Christ.
我们一定要是主的信徒。
He says we are to discern the body and blood of the Lord.
我们要承认这个主为我们流血而死。
If we do not, verse 29 says,
如果不然的话, 29节这里说,
we eat and drink judgment to ourselves.
这样呢就是吃喝自己的罪。
Verse 29 says, or 28 says, examine yourself.
28节说, 人应当自己省察。
Verse 31 says, you are to judge yourselves.
31节说, 我们要分辨自己。
That's what it means to say that we would, if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves.
也就是说, 我们先要分辨自己。
We're to ask, are we in the faith?
我们会, 问自己, 我们有这个信心吗?
Are you seeking to live a godly life?
你是不是要过一个敬虔的生活?
Are you forgiving those who offend you?
你是不是原谅那些得罪你的?
Are you seeking the offense of those you offend? Or the forgiveness, I'm sorry. Are you seeking the forgiveness of those you offend?
你会寻求那些你得罪的人的原谅吗?
Are you seeking the forgiveness of God?
你寻求神的原谅吗?
Such an examination
这样的省察
means that a person must be of a sufficient age or maturity.
这人呢一定要是有一定的成熟，一定的年龄。
Can little children understand these things?
如果小孩子会不会去明白这个道理呢?
We must also understand
我们同样要明白
that even if we are slack about examining ourselves
如果我们检查自己
and if we are slack about repenting of our sins
如果我们要悔改
God is not slack.
那么神他不,
God is not lazy about or God is not overlooking
神不会不管这个事情
Read verse 30
我们再看的第三十节
This is why many among you are weak and sick and a number of you have fallen asleep
30节这里说,因此在你们中间有些软弱的和患病的,死的也不少。
I mean, some of the congregation have even died as a result.
这里就是说,有些人因为他们不按理吃主餐,所以他们有死去。
As a result of God judging their unrepentance.
也就是神审判他们,因为他们不悔改。
You see, in their failure to judge themselves,
所以他们没有分辨自己,
God has judged.
神就审判他们。
What this means is God is chastening them.
这就是说主在跟踪他们。
I don't think it's saying that he sent everyone to hell.
这里并不是说他要每个人都到地狱去。
At the beginning of the book, it says he calls them saints.
因为在这本书的一开始是说他称这些人为这个圣徒
He calls them believers
他称这些人是信徒
But the Bible says God chastens those whom he loves
但圣经里头说神会跟踪那些他所拣选的。
But Paul is saying God has chastened the Corinthian church.
神在这里说神在跟踪这哥林多教会。
And he did that to warn them.
他因为要警告他们。
He did that to bring them to repentance.
他警告他要让他们悔改。
And to a renewed love and obedience to him.
能在这个主里头更新。
Look at verse 32.
我们看第32节。
When we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world.
我们受审的时候乃是被主惩治，免得和我们和世人一同定罪。
Do you see why this examination is so important, brothers and sisters?
所以你们就会看到为什么我们需要先分辨自己。
God wants us to fix our faith on Jesus.
神要我们把信心放在耶稣基督身上。
And God wants us to live out of faith.
神要我们靠信心生活。
In obedience to Him.
也要对他顺服。
So those are our three words.
所以这里有三句话。
Proclamation.
表明。
Participation.
参与。
Examination.
行查。
The Lord's Supper is an occasion.
主餐是一个时刻。
For the congregation to receive great blessing from the Lord.
让每个人都接受这个主的恩典。
Our joy is to receive anew the benefits of Christ's grace.
我们的欢喜是建立在神为我们预备的。
Those whom Christ has saved,
那些因为主而得救的。
We must receive in love.
我们一定用爱来接受。
So in the Lord's Supper,
所以在主餐领主餐的时候，
we confess our faith in Christ.
我们向神表明我们对神的信心。
We are nourished by His strengthening Spirit.
我们靠他来坚固自己。
We reaffirm our love for each other.
我们靠互相关怀来表明。
And we go away from this table.
让我们离开这个主餐。
Strengthen to live a life of love and faith.
我们坚固要过一个有爱心的生活，有信心的生活。
And obedience.
我们顺服。
Unto the glory of God.
一直到主的荣耀。
May God bless us.
愿神祝福祝福我们自己。
Amen.
Amen.
At this time, we will respond by singing number 216.
Yes.